My name is Michael Cohen, and I was the former personal attorney to President Donald J. Trump. Each day, I watch in amazement as the president makes statements and tweets that further divide this country.
Get him out of here. Go home to mommy.
Do you have him by the pussy?
Very fine people on both sides.
I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Worse, he actually takes pleasure in the chaos and hatred it elicits.
Bye-bye. Are Trump rallies fun? Are these fun? Right?
As someone who worked for him for over a decade, it's actually much worse than people know. President Trump has become the worst version of himself imaginable. President Trump lacks the ability to demonstrate empathy for others while being completely dishonest to the American people and all at the same time.
And the China virus, it'll go away. Things go away. Absolutely.
The looters, the anarchists, the rioters, people that obviously were looking for trouble.
Shooting the guy in the back many times, I mean, but they choke. Just like in a golf tournament.
President Obama once stated, I am here today because this is one of those pivotal moments when every one of us, as citizens of the United States, need to determine just who it is that we are, just what it is that we stand for. I have made my own mistakes and have owned them publicly and under oath. Silence and complicity to this daily destruction of our basic civility to one another will not be one of them. I did things and acted improperly, often at Mr. Trump's behest. I blindly followed my boss's demands. My loyalty to Mr. Trump has cost me everything. My family's happiness, friendships, my law license, my company, my livelihood, my honor, my reputation, and my freedom. I can no longer sit back, say nothing, and allow him to do the same to the country. So, Mr. President, let me advise you one last time. Science is real, and so is COVID, with over 190,000 people having already died. You can't just wish it away. And despite your claims to the contrary, the economy is tanking with negative economic growth. We are not better off today than we were 4 years ago. In fact, Mr. President, America is nearing the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. So, Mr. President, you honor our veterans even in the rain. You tell the truth even when it doesn't aggrandize you. You respect the law and our incredible law enforcement agents. You don't villainize them. You don't disparage generals, Gold Star families, POWs, and others who had the courage to fight for this country. You don't attack the media and those who ask questions you don't want to answer. You take responsibility for your own dirty deeds. You don't use the power of your bully pulpit to destroy the credibility of those who speak out against you. You don't separate families from one another or demonize those looking to America for a better life. You don't vilify people based upon the God they pray to, and you don't cuddle up to our adversaries at the expense of our allies. You don't shut down the government before Christmas and New Year, all to appease your base. And yes, Mr. President, black lives do matter. This behavior of yours is churlish, denigrates the office of the president, and it is simply un-American. So to those who support the president and his rhetoric, as I once did, I pray the country doesn't make the same mistakes that I made or pay the heavy price my family and I are paying. Whatever your political affiliation is, I say this as a witness. Open your eyes as I have and acknowledge that President Trump cares for nothing or anyone other than himself. None of us can afford to take a bullet for him.
This is my mayor. If I tell you my story, don't cry for me. I did my time, that's fine by me. This is my
Mea Culpa. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast, Mea Culpa, on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your shows. New episodes will be dropping weekly. Tune in for an honest and spirited discussion about the current state of our country.
If you want to really drive them crazy, you say 12 more years.
It's coming.